My name is Carol Lang. I'm a 5th, 6th grade teacher at Newport Elementary in Newport Beach, California. In my 6th grade class, we always work from the premise that good writers make deliberate choices when they write, and that includes sentence construction, which is actually key because if you don't have well-written sentences, the rest of it really doesn't matter. And what I do is I sit down with my 6th grade teaching partners and my 5th grade teaching partners, and we select patterns and concepts that we want our students to know by the time they leave our classroom. And then what we do is we look through mentor texts, which are just well-written sentences, sentences that are written effectively. And every day in my class, I'll put one of these sentences up on the board and I'll ask my students, what do you notice about this sentence? Look at it as a writer. And then they talk to the partners and they share out what they notice. And I'll say, what do you like about it? Anything about that sentence stick with you? And we talk about that. And was it the way that that sentence was written? Did the author do something? Oh, and then they slowly start getting it. And then I'll be like, well, what would happen if I took out this comma? Would that change it? What if I took these quote marks out? Or what if I just shoved this comma here? How would that change it? And over time, it really gets kids looking at the function of sentences, the meaning of sentences, and the marks that are required to make a well-written sentence. When they start feeling more comfortable, then I'll say, okay, get out your writer's notebook. We have in the back of our book, we have a craft try it section. So they'll turn to that section. I'll say, try to write a good sentence, like this good model sentence. See if you can write a sentence like that. And then they do, and they share with each other. And as they're writing, I walk around. And then that helps me see, are they getting it or are they not getting it? And I'll make a little note in my little notebook that I wander around with. And that'll tell me, that might be something that I need to address later, or they get it, I can go on. Then over time, once they get more comfortable with it and the different kinds, I tell them we're adding like tools to our tool chest or our toolbox because we're constructing sentences. And once they have 5 or 6 different types of sentences that they can write, then when they're writing, I'll say in your daily journals today, I want you to use at least one of these sentence types, or you must use this particular sentence type. And then I will check it. And that's part of how we assess them and can grade them. And it really does help them start varying their sentences. Also, when working on a particular unit, like one big unit that we do every year is student memoirs. And I know in a student memoirs, there's going to be feelings. So we'll do mini lessons on different kinds of sentence constructions that were pertinent to memoirs. And one of the things we do is, well, you could do it level one, which is just tell, then give a reason, which would be, I was sad because he hurt my feelings. Or you could go up to a level two and you could use so and that. I was so sad that I hit him because he hurt my feelings. Or we go all the way to the top level, which was showing. You were so sad, my heart sank and tears ran down my face. And we work our way up that ladder. And through the mini lessons and through all the daily looking at sentences, the kids really start to internalize that. And it does transfer. At the beginning of the year, they think I'm a nut when I say, what do you think about this sentence? By the end of the year, they're bringing sentences to me from their books and saying, look at this sentence. This is just like, can I share it? Yes, you can. You know, so it's really exciting. They become writers.